A lot of halacha mice related concepts appear on Daf Yud Chesam Beis Masechta Shabbos. We'll see first the Tosos of Levei Shammah, even though that's really going on the previous Amud, but in talking about Shvisas Kalim. And then we'll see a lot of interesting discussion in regards to Bechdei Shiyasu, what happens when a person does a malacha, for how Bishogig, for how long until after Shabbos does a person have to wait. So the Gemara talks about Bechdei Shiyasu, you have to wait the amount of time it would take to have done that malacha. Even though Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Shin Yud Ches that when it's Bishogig, you could use that malacha, benefit from the malacha immediately after Shabbos. In fact, Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Gra, who quotes from the Shita of Rav Meir, that if it's Bishogig, it could even be a benefit on Shabbos. You know, let's say the cooking on Shabbos, if it was Bishogig, if there's a need for it. And then we'll see concepts regarding Grufa Ketuma, when you have a case of Kedir Chaisa versus Macha Ben Drusai. And you want to do garfa katum, you want to cover up the heat sources, which we are knowing to do nowadays, even when you cover up the knobs and the heat source with the blech, and all as a way to avoid gzeir shamichata b'gachalim, lest that we stoke the coals to raise the flame. All of these things come up on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. So let's first see Tosos of Veishamai. Afagav delo ka'avin maisa, just to conclude the discussion regarding Shvisas Kalim. So it says Tosos, Hashda, the time of the Beis Shammai Mishum Shvisas Kalim, Hanach Gimam Vasos Kamaisa, Ein Shon Dayo, V'samanin, V'onin, Mitsudos Havu, Mishum Shvisas Kalim, Shemalacha Nasis Besocha Kli, Nimsa Shakli Osa Malacha. So Beis Shammai is reasoning within Shvisas Kalim, those all are seen within the three cases that we mentioned regarding the ink and the medicinal herbs and the flax, and setting up the nets to capture an animal. All of that is due to Shvisas Kalim, because the malacha is done with the vessel, and the vessel itself, the kli itself, does the malacha. But when it comes to selling clothing or animals to a non-Jew, or with skins, la'avdan, to give it to a tanner, v'kalim l'choves, lo havim mishum Shvisas Kalim. Those or giving close to the dry cleaner. That's not because Shvisas Kalim. Divema sheha oros misavdin ena or osa malacha. Right, the skins are not doing anything themselves. Ella ha adam ha amabid osa malacha. V'chin beged hamislabin ha adam hamlabna osa malacha. Right, when you the actual kli, the skins of the animal or the clothing, they're not doing anything. Rather, the person who's working on it is doing something. The tanner is doing something, or the laundromat is doing something to make the clothing cleaner. They're doing the malacha. It's not that's not Shvisas Kalim. So what's the issue in those cases? So it's, rather we explain all time that Sir Beishamim Yishum Demachav Pishlucho Lachi Nami Mugmar Gavris Demuki Besamach Demanichi Aara Avagav Shekalim Hal Yonim Beskafrim Mitzvayim Lo Shach Shvisas Kalim Kli Pishusha Kli In Shein Hamalacha Nasis Bo. So the reason that Beis Shammai is concerned for the cases of selling these items to Nachri is because we'll be confused based on the shliach, meaning a person will see the non-Jew doing X, Y, and Z on behalf of the owner, and they'll think that the person is doing malacha for him on Shabbos. And the same is an issue if the non-Jew is seen carrying these things, even if they were sold by the Jew to the non-Jew, and they don't belong to him anymore. And Tosis points out, this is also why when it comes to the cases of the Mugmar, the incense case, and that case comes up later, not within the first three cases of the Dayo and the skins, etc. Because those also are not considered Shvisas Kalim, because you hang the clothing up, and it's colored and infused with the incense, but the clothing itself is not doing anything. And therefore, in those cases, Shvisas Kalim would not apply. Okay, now let's see some of those Tosos in regards to Bechdei Shiyasu and Gzeir Shema Yechata B'Gachalim. So the Gemara had said, Lo Yimalei Nachtom Chavish Shomayim, that a baker can't fill up a barrel of water and put it in the oven right before Shabbos, so that the water is hot, and he's able to knead the dough with the hot water right after Shabbos. So Tosos, Devar Maskel, Lo Yimalei Nachtom, says as follows, Kevmesek Gzeir Shema Yechata. Because it's an issue of, you might stoke the coals to continuously heat up the water. Afal pi she shehos harbe lehis chamim kashin and shem yitztanin v'fisher regilim lechamim al ish rafa v'hitzarech lachto. So what's the issue here? So even though the whole Shabbos the water can heat up, so why would you stoke the coals? because eventually it's going to cool down. You know, the water's going to cool down. Why? Tosfos says over here, because it's Eish Rafa, it's a low flame, it's a low fire, and therefore the only way to really maintain the heat of the water and have it, you know, piping hot for Shabbos, when Shabbos ends, is if you were to stoke the coals, and therefore you cannot do this right before Shabbos begins. Let's now look at Tosfos Dir Maskil Bashil. Right, so the Gemara over points out, so hold on, what's the case where we're concerned about Gzer Shemechat Bechalim? If it's something that's a Gzer Chaisa, it's totally raw when Shabbos begins, so then there's no issue, there's no concern of Gzer Shemechat Bechalim, because it's not going to be ready for Friday night anyway. You're going to have to wait till Shabbos morning to find your, you know, chalent fully ready. And if it's something that's fully cooked already, so then there's no issue of Gzer Shemechat Bechalim, because it's already bushel, it's already cooked. So what do you got to stoke the coals for? So rather, Gemara points out, it's a case of bushel velo bushel aser. That is a case of partially cooked food. So what are we talking about here, partially cooked? So there is a concept of Macha ben Drusai, who was a notorious robber and was always on the run. So the Gemara that we'll see soon on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph will tell us whether that's a third cooked or halfway cooked, according to the Rambam. And that, at that point, that's already considered cooked. So does that mean that anything that's bashil v'lo bashil is less than that? Because it seems like once it's machal ben drusai, it's already edible enough to eat. We certainly know nowadays, a third cook, a half cooked, you know, people like to eat these semi, you know, raw meats, tartar and whatnot. So Tosfos Dir Maskil Bashil says, tzarech lomar lo havei k'machal ben drusai. So it has to be not like machal ben drusai. Because if it was machal ben drusai, then you'd be allowed to put it on the kira, on the stove, even though it's not garfen katum, because it's not maybe called fully cooked in terms of how edible it is and how good it tastes, but it's cooked enough that it's considered a cooked food. So Tosfos is pointing out over here that it must be below machal ben drusai. Very important point to make over here. And the last Tosfos, Dir Maskil Velo Yishilenu, a little bit ties back to the first Tosfos we did of Veishamai, going back to the Shita of Veishamai regarding what's Shvitas Kalim and what's an issue regarding your Kalim for other reasons. So the Gemara over there points out, according to Veishamai, at the bottom of Yud Chesam Beis, that a person shouldn't have a practice to sell their clothing or even to gift their clothing or lend their clothing to a non-Jew close to Shabbos unless the non-Jew has enough time to reach his house. So what's the issue over here? So Tosfos says, "Lo mayri bekelim de aser levei shamai mishum shvisas kelim." So this is not talking about an issue of shvisas kelim according to Beis Shammai. The filu b'reviyu v'chamishi nami, right? Because then it could be an issue selling on Wednesday or Thursday. As long as they're going to be used on Shabbos, it could be an issue of shvisas kelim. So ella kigon chaluk v'shar dvarim v'tami mishum otzav v'nir k'shlucho k'de perish hakuntris. Rather, the reason is because you'll see that if he can't get home before Shabbos starts, so, you know, you'll see the non-Jew carrying him in public, and it will appear as if he's a shliach of the Jew, and he's carrying the Jew's clothing for him on Shabbos, and people won't know that he actually owns it now, and there was a transfer from the Jew to non-Jew in regards to this clothing.